Mini-episode 1687 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1687 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the drama Breaking Bad on Netflix. Here's our top five things to know about this program. Number five. Upon receiving a shocking lung cancer diagnosis that would bankrupt his family, high school chemistry teacher Walter White turns meth cook, or as series creator Vince Gilligan once put it, the transformation of Mr. Chips to Scarface. White teams with his ex-student Jesse and must elude his family in this new venture, not least of which his DEA brother-in-law Hank, all the while dodging dangerous crime lords like Tuco Salamanca and Gus Fring. The latter figure is hiding in plain sight as a legitimate fast food franchise kingpin. Number 4. Other people around Walt fill out a complicated canvas. Controlling and pregnant wife Skyler, disabled son Walt Jr., the school administration, an overbearing boss at his side job, his lawyer and crime consigliere Saul Goodman, and former cop and fixer Mike the Cleaner. Number 3. Walt also has deadly cartel hitmen from Mexico aiming for him because of what he's had to do to stay alive. Throughout the series, he navigates an often tempestuous relationship with his headstrong junior partner Jesse, a sometimes recovering drug addict who slowly comes to be more reliable and infused with a conscience. That doesn't work so well for Walt, who is losing his conscience. Number 2. The brilliant concept that came from Vince Gilligan is backed up by a legendary performance from actor Bryan Cranston, which established him as one of the greatest actors of all time. But Aaron Paul, Dean Norris, Betsy Brandt, Giancarlo Esposito, Jonathan Banks, and others also lit up the screen in memorable fashion. Bob Odenkirk in particular transcended many preconceived notions about being exclusively a comedic actor, adjusting to drama in fine fashion while still displaying his trademark wit as Saul Goodman, a role so great that it spawned its own spin-off show. Number 1. The twists and turns throughout all five seasons, always hearkening back to the consequences of actions, mark this show as one of the best of all time. The entire series consists of dramatic scenarios flowing into the next ones, with very little time to come down from each successive adrenaline rush. At all times, the interaction of the deep bench of memorable characters sets the stage for a series of events that escalates in stakes and intensity from start to finish. It'll be the greatest thrill ride that you've ever had on television if you gave it a chance, and the cinematography in New Mexico is exceedingly thrilling in its own right, as the show squeezes every bit out of the canvas, including some consequential confrontations in the desert. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.